Mosey on the House. Special Olympic Game Edition. Welcome. We're here to give you a gold medal performance. Help you any way we can around your house, home, castle, or cabin. It's a call-in show. Wherever you're listening to us in the great state of Arizona, you reach us by dialing one toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348. If you've got something you'd like to get done around your house, give us a ring. Let us put our 40 years of building and remodeling Arizona homes experience to work for you.
It's also the pre-Valentine's Day, and if you've listened to the show in the past around Valentine's Day or Mother's Day, you know we always have Golden Roses from Jules and Estate Gallery by G. Darrell Olson on Camelback. Provide gold-dipped roses that will last forever and ever and ever. It is a great, and you can get a red rose, you can get a pink rose, you can get a
all
blue
gold
rose, you can get a they've designed it so when they dip it, the petals show through in some of them. Or you could do it all gold.
Yeah, it's
but
cool.
It'll last forever and ever. Well, we've already given one away.
And you can win that wherever you are in Arizona. We'll get
yes.
it to you. That's not
we'll
limited to the
ship.
Phoenix listeners. Absolutely.
We'll drop ship. So just stay tuned and listen. Obviously, that Olympic music is not a romantic song that we're going to give away to. So, but you have to listen. The song, it's something you would hear as a couple's first dance.
Okay.
Or a wedding song. And when you hear that, if you have our Facebook page open, whether you're on your phone or on your computer if you're at home, when you hear that song, be the first one to send us the name and title of the song, and we'll send you the gold rose.
There you go. In the meantime, call in. Let's talk. Let's talk about your house, your home, your projects, 1-888-767-4348. And as our call screener, my daughter, Julia, get your name and number, where you're calling from, and what your question is. I'd like to take this opportunity to introduce to you a special guest on the Olympic Game edition of Rosie on the House. I thought it would only be appropriate in the nature of the Olympic Games, of setting aside our political differences and letting the purity of athletic competition control the global environment for the next 2 weeks. I thought we'd bring a Russian interpreter into the show so we could all get a little education about what our athletes are experiencing there in Sochi. So I'd like to introduce the listening audience to Captain Wayne Dahl, most recently attached to the 2nd Infantry Division of the 4th Brigade of the United States Army. He was the last combat brigade to leave Iraq in September of 2010. He's currently assigned to the Defense Language Institute in the Presidio of Monterey, California, in the class of Russian immersion. Happens to be moving to Garmisch, Germany in May, and taking my two grandsons with him, my son-in-law, Captain Wayne Dahl. Hey, Captain, how are you today?
Doing well, sir. Thank you very much.
I thought in the nature of goodwill, global goodwill, we could, like, learn some Russian here during the games. Like, where's the bathroom?
Oh, I can help you with that. There's some important things that you'll need to know. The bathroom, where you can find clean water.
Yes.
How to make it through customs.
Yes. So,
okay. Well, first we can start with the bathroom. So that would be, toilet. So do you know where the bathroom is? And then you have to ask a second question. Извините, у меня есть другой вопрос. Это туалет еще работает? Excuse me, is this toilet still working? Is the other important question.
How about, I want to make sure it has a working door. The bathroom has the toilet has to work, but it also has to have a door.
Right. Toilet, yes, there. So in the bathroom, is there a door?
Perfect.
How about, that's a tin.
Oh. it's a 10. So, well, that's a 10.
Okay.
What about America has the most gold medals?
So, у Америки команды есть большее количество медалей. So America, the American team has the largest collection of medals.
Nice.
How about Comrade? See you at the slopes.
Let's see.
Or Comrade, I'll wait for you at the bottom.
Let's see. I can say see you on the mountains. I don't know about slope. I didn't learn slope yet.
Okay.
So I know how to say warhead, though. Like, нет, байкаловки в чемодане. I don't have a warhead in my suitcase. I don't know if that'll help.
What about, like, watch me shoot down the mountain like a warhead.
Байкаловку, where to find your warhead, so...
How about you could be meeting someone and want to know their vocation. How do you ask them, are you a spy?
Oh, извините, вы работаете шпионом, so do you work as a spy?
I understand there's a restaurant in Sochi that's declaring it will not serve CIA or FBI.
Well, that's good. That's good.
I guess they're on their own for food. They'll have
to pick your ID at the door. So,
your ID.
Show me your documents. You know, your ID.
Very good. So there is some Russian that you can use in your vocabulary at the water fountain while you're talking about the Olympics here the next couple weeks.
Okay, I have a question.
Okay.
What, like, how do you ask, where did all the stray dogs go?
Oh, that's a good question. So,
does this burrito have dog meat?
The Olympics aren't in Korea.
Could ask, so where are the dogs? Or, let's see, you could say, like what meat is in the sandwich.
Okay. All right. Well, good. Well, I don't want to over-educate everybody.
Okay,
I just wanted to give them some basic lines.
That's good.
Yeah. Any others that come to mind that they should know?
Well, I could say, я советую вам купить бутылки минеральной воды. So I recommend to you to buy bottles of mineral water. So that's a good one too.
Yeah, I understand.
Где я могу купить бутылки минеральной воды? Where can I buy some mineral water?
I understand your oldest Gabe is quite infatuated with bobsledding.
Oh, he is.
What's a good bobsledding line I can use?
What have you taught Gabe? Хочет стать бобслеистом. So my son wants to become a bobsledist or a bobsledder.
Nice.
Or, yes.
What were some of the bobsled lines out of Cool Runnings? Are you dead?
Are you dead, Mom?
Are you dead?
I heard Gabe called you the other day to ask you that, Romy.
Yes, he did.
Favorite lines from Cool Runnings.
All right. Captain Wayne Dahl in the Russian Immersion Program of the Defense Language Institute in the Presidio of Monterey, California. My son-in-law, married to my oldest daughter, many of you know, as Sweet Rachel, and father of my two grandchildren, Gabriel and Alexander, who he has taken to Garmisch, Germany in just several months. You're breaking my heart, man.
Well, somebody has to live in Garmisch, so work the slopes there, you know, so it might as well be me.
I'll see you in Garmisch.
Have you learned how to order German beer?
Not yet. Well, I know how to order beer, but, I guess I could say, дайте мне бутылку немецкое пиво, немецкого пива. So give me a bottle of German beer.
Nice.
There you go.
I may have to come visit you in Garmin now.
There you go.
All right, Captain Wayne Dahl, thanks for joining us on the Olympic edition of Rosie on the House. That is
Thank you very much, sir.
You bet. That is all in the nature of establishing Olympic goodwill globally. We hope you learned a couple phrases there that you can share with your co-workers around the fountain and the drinking fountain and the water fountain. And we're here now to get down to business of taking care of your house, home, castle, or cabin. And did you see the fire that was in Phoenix earlier this week? A hot water heater fire. Yeah, baby.
Water heater?
It was a water heater fire. Started about 2 o'clock in the morning. They thought they had it out, and it flared back up about 6 in the morning, burned down a house.
Burned the whole house down?
Water heater safety. That's one of the things I'm going to want to talk about today, because it's unusual that an electric water heater would do that. But one of the ways it could do that is a lot of times people are trying to set their thermostat and they take the protective cover off the unit, and those screw heads on the head of the thermostat are live electrical conductors, the live line and the ground line.
Don't let that insulation get up.
You know, a little broom could, if you don't put the cover back on it, a little broom could fall against that, spark an arc, a rag of any type or sort. We're going to have to wait for Phoenix Fire Department to finish their investigation so we can determine it. I mean, more often than not, it's people storing flammables in the water heater closet, and it's a gas water heater. Folks, take this opportunity, take this time, take this unfortunate incident that happened just yesterday morning, and let's make sure our water heater is the only thing that's in the water heater closet. Don't start storing a bunch of paint, gasoline for the lawnmower, paint remover, acetone, or any flammable cleaning products at all. Let's take today and ensure you're taking a step or two towards safer water heater. It is the most ignored appliance in the house. It's really a pressure cooker is what it is. And I want to thank my good friend Linda Stanfield at Benjamin Franklin Plumbing for sending us some of the tips. And she's got lots of other tips located on her website. So thanks, Linda. I appreciate your help on that topic.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. We have Richard, who wants to talk about a heat exchange. We have Beatrice, who wants to talk about edging carpet, in an open line for you. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U.